House Bill 1199, an act to adjust the salary schedule for county officials.
House Bill 1199, having received its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Bartling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, House Bill 1199 is a bill that merely raises the base salary for the elected officials of the county, and those elected officials are the auditor, the treasurer, and the register of deeds. This section of the statute has not been changed since 1991, and at that time the legislature amended the law, which set the current minimum salaries that are on the books and gave the responsibility of increasing those official salaries to the county commissioners. Now, for the most part, most counties have been granted salary increases. However, the base has fallen critically short and behind in these economic times. The base increase in these salaries will be done in a twofold procedure, as you can see in your bill, with the new minimum base effective January 1 of 2004, which would equate to an annual cost of living increase of about 2.5%. The annual average annual CPI index is now 2.7. So I feel this is a fairly equivalent portion of the bill. As you can see in Section 5 of the bill, in the amended version, Section 5 was amended in committee, and I perceive this to be a very favorable amendment, complements the bill, and I thank Representative Bill Peterson for his work on that with me. This section would provide for the minimum salary for officers who are elected to combined offices within the county. Hughes County at present is the only county in the state that uses the combined officials. However, with this portion setting out the minimum salary for that elected officer, it gives the opportunity for other counties to address this in statute if they so see fit in their county and if it's appropriate for their county. I would hope that my fellow legislators here would support this bill. The elected officials very unselfishly perform the duties of their offices and often go above and beyond those duties to help their constituents. Their duties are directed by the laws passed by this legislature and by the rules promulgated by the departments within this state. I feel the time has come to properly adjust these minimum salaries for the elected officials who work so diligently at their work and to help the citizens across the state who include you and I. And I thank you for your support.
Further remarks on House Bill 1199. Representative Napoli.
I have a question of the sponsor, Mr. Speaker.
State your question.
Representative Bartling, is that correct?
Yes.
Representative Bartling, can you tell me the fiscal impact this bill will have upon the counties?
Mr. Speaker, if I may.
Do you care to answer the question?
Yes, I will. I do not know the total impact. There are only about 20 counties who fall short of the new minimum base, and about the average impact is $500 approximately for each of those counties on an average.
Representative Napoli, you have the floor.
I have another question for Representative Bartling.
State your question, sir.
Representative Bartling, with all due respect, did you know there is a state law that forbids us from sending a mandate like this to the counties without the funding to follow?
Representative Bartling, do you care to answer the question?
Yes, I do. Yes, Representative Napoli, I do understand that is in statute. I do feel, though, that this is something where this legislative body has made directions to setting out minimum salaries in the past, that we can still move forward with that and not consider that a mandate to the counties.
Representative Napoli, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I would like to make a statement, and with all due respect to Representative Bartling, that was very eloquent in her remarks. We will be violating state law if we pass this bill. Now, we made that law. Now, how in the world can we expect anyone else to follow state law if we don't follow it? Bottom line, guys, this is an unfunded mandate, which is forbidden by state law. So, hey, I'll tell you what, all I got to say is, if you're going to do this, you better hold it over and find some money to do it, or don't pass it, because I just can't sit here and defend other people breaking the law. Or excuse me, I can't imagine we're going to sit here and tell people they can't break the law when we will. I would urge you to defeat this bill and stay within the letter of the law that we demand other people to do.
Further remarks.
Speaker,
Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, Representative Napoli is correct that we do have a part in the code that talks about unfunded mandates, but typically in this kind of legislation, you simply put in a clause that says, notwithstanding that section of the code, this is going to go into effect. So if that needs to be done, we can easily do that over to the Senate. This is an excellent bill. We can pick it up in committee in the Senate, put that part of it on the law. We'll be very consistent with current state code in that regard and not be a problem. I would urge the members to support House Bill 1199. If we need to make a minor correction, that's easily done in the Senate.
Further remarks? Representative William Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I will just echo what Representative Brown just said and add this further comment. This is a wonderful opportunity for the counties to find ways to save money and to promote efficiency in their operations. We have a brand new section of this law which actually encourages counties to look at the Hughes County example and find ways to combine offices to make them more efficient, more effective, and more cost-friendly to their local taxpayers. So I hope that this body will join me in supporting Representative Bartling's legislation. Let's move it over to the Senate. If it needs to be technically corrected, we can do it over there. But the principles that are a part of this legislation should be supported by every member of this legislature.
Further remarks, Representative Lentz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on the bill?
Yes, sir. Granted.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, there's a reason we have a law that says we won't post-mandated expenses down to the county level. Their budgets are frozen. So if we put anything down to the county level, how are they going to pay it if their budgets are frozen? They're going to have to cut out some expense someplace in order to pay that. And that's why we passed the law. And that's why this bill I will oppose. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I would just like to address Representative Napoli's point for a moment and suggest that every time we create a new crime, a second-class misdemeanor, first-class misdemeanor, that expense is borne by the counties, because people who violate that state law, which is a misdemeanor, then go to the county jail, and the counties bear the burden of enforcing that state law. And so if we're going to be consistent in our positions, every time we have a new crime or we move up a second-class misdemeanor to a first-class misdemeanor, then we should also send money to the counties to take care of those criminal justice costs. I think you know that routinely we have second-class misdemeanors, first-class misdemeanors, and do not feel this obligation. I know that you have been involved in these kinds of bills before. There is a long history of establishing a floor of county government salaries. This is in keeping with that history, and if members truly have difficulties with this, then I suggest the solution is more money for the counties, less controls over the counties, but we're not going to do that either. So you either believe that there should be a base, as was established in 1991, and recognize that this is a decade later and perhaps things have changed, or you should oppose every new crime which imposes any criminal justice costs on the county.
Further remarks on House Bill 1199, Representative Clout.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, we're so worried about the counties not having enough money to cover this and the unfunded mandates and stuff. Wonder, does anybody ever go back and look how much money the county? We hear the schools are putting this money in the bank. They're banking the money. All this. The counties aren't doing a whole lot different, folks. We're not talking a lot of money. This is a fairness issue. This takes away the Democrat county commissioner not giving the Republican registered deeds a raise, or vice versa. This is just an issue. The schedule is there. All we're doing is raising it up. If it's an unfunded mandate, why isn't an unfunded mandate when the salaries are lower? All we're doing is raising it up. This is just a common sense, even the field bill, and I'd urge your support and vote for this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1199? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1199.
I'm sorry. Is that somebody else?
1199. Those in favor will vote aye. Those nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1199.
Representatives Tom Hansen and Glensky. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 56, nays 12, excused 2.
House Bill 1199, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.